Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Friday evening, everybody, and welcome back to ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin. Kyle Kirchvill joining you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Well, unfortunately, coming to you tonight with a little bit of sour news in terms of the weather. Nothing too crazy at this time, but today's game is starting in a rain delay. As I tell you this, the sun is out. There's just rain falling from the sky. It's a little sun shower action in southern Wisconsin tonight, so we will not hit our originally scheduled 6:35 first pitch, and hopefully we get some more updates here soon, and we'll be sure to share with you when the new first pitch time is scheduled for. So again, game three, or actually game four, of a six-game set between Quad Cities and Beloit, starting in a weather delay. Hopefully updates to share with you soon. Stick and stay with us on the River Bandits Baseball Network and, of course, across the Bandits social media channels on Facebook and the app formerly known as Twitter. We'll be right back, hopefully soon, with River Bandits Baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
We'll be right back.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Is the Royals Minor League Report presented by Raising Royals. Triple A Omaha.
The Omaha Storm Chasers have played the Iowa Cubs close all season long, with 14 of the first 19 games between the two clubs decided by 3 runs or less. But a 16-3 blowout win Saturday secured the season series for Omaha, a bounce back from a slow start to the week at the plate. Now, it shouldn't come as much of a surprise, but strong starting pitching has continued to be a theme for Omaha, with Noah Cameron and Daniel Lynch IV throwing quality starts back-to-back days Wednesday and Thursday. For Lynch, the International League's Pitcher of the Month in July, it was his team-leading 10th of the season in his 19th start of the year. Noah Cameron has now allowed just 2 earned runs over 12 and 2/3 innings in AAA, with 17 strikeouts and no walks in a Chasers uniform. Since being optioned to Omaha at the end of May, Nick Lofton has been everything the Chasers could ask for, as he's gone 16 for 32 at the plate, with 9 runs batted in over 8 games going back to August 2nd, with 2 or more hits in 7 straight contests, including the first 5 in the series with Iowa. It was a relatively quiet week in the power department, until Sunday, when 3 home runs kick-started the offensive explosion. Cam Devaney gave Omaha the lead in the game for good, with his team-leading 17th long ball of the year. 1-2. Devaney drives that the other way, hits it well to right, tops it back on the warning track, he leaps up at the wall, back-to-back, the Chasers take the lead. Fitzgerald, the 2-run homer, now Devaney a solo shot, Chasers lead. 2 in the second. Omaha's 2-week homestand continues Tuesday at Warner Park as the Louisville Bats, Cincinnati's AAA affiliate, come to town for 6 games. In Papillion, Nebraska, for the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
AA Northwest Arkansas.
The Naturals visited the Diamondbacks AA affiliate, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, for the first time since 2022, and it's been a slugfest all week. Amarillo took the first game of this series Tuesday in walk-off fashion, 6-5 in 10 innings. But the Naturals bounced back Wednesday with Steven Zoback throwing 7 innings in a 4-0 shutout win. The righty struck out a dozen hitters, tied for the second most in a single game in Naturals history. Another close game went the Sod Poodles' way Thursday, but Friday the Naturals stormed back late. Trailing after a 5-run third inning by Amarillo, the Naturals trailed by 3 going into the 9th before Luca Trash hit a solo homer and Diego Hernandez tied the game with a 2-run shot to right. The game went into the 11th inning, where Carter Jensen led off the frame with a blast. Right-hander deals. Jensen hits a fly ball into left center field. That's fairly deep. Graham's going back. He's running out of room, and that's gone! Carter Jensen, a high fly ball up and out to left field, and it's a 2-run game. Naturals take the lead in the 11th inning. Jensen's third of the season, a big one. 352 over the left field wall. It looked like that was going to be an easy catch out there for Kevin Graham, and he just ran out of room. That win took it right up and out of the ballpark.
After the 7-6 win, NWA lost another tight game Saturday, despite Tyson Guerrero throwing his fourth straight quality start in a 2-1 loss. After the Naturals and Sod Poodles complete their series Sunday night, NWA finally heads back home for a six-game series with the Astros AA affiliate, the Corpus Christi Hooks. From Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas, with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Murray.
High A Quad Cities.
It's official. The River Bandits are hot. With a 6-3 start to August, including wins in four of their first five games against league-best Wisconsin, Quad Cities controls its own destiny for a second-half playoff spot. Once again, the pitching staff has been key to the club's success, holding the division's top offense to a league-low 13 runs and a 172 average through the first five games of the series. Ryan Ramsey led the effort in a shutout win Tuesday, twirling five scoreless with six strikeouts, while Ethan Bosacker became the first Bandit this year to win four straight starts, posting another quality one Thursday. But of course, the biggest story in Davenport this week has been Royals first-round pick Jack Caglione, who already checked off a couple of firsts. After cranking a 110-mile-per-hour double in his pro debut Tuesday, the University of Florida's all-time home run leader chomped into new water Saturday. Another 3-2. He drives it high in the air, deep right center field. There's a gator in the river. Grand slam, Jack Caglione. With a series win secured, the Bandits continue their postseason push with a six-game set in Beloit beginning Tuesday. For the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
Single A, Columbia.
The Fireflies took three of the first four games against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in a rain-soaked week at Segra Park, courtesy of Hurricane Debbie. The long ball has led the way for Columbia, who leads single-A teams with 12 homers in their first eight games through August. Royals top prospect Blake Mitchell has led the way on that front, though. In Friday's doubleheader, he smoked a three-run homer in Game 1 to lead the Fireflies to an 8-3 victory, and then in Game 2, he came to the plate again in the sixth inning for this.
Pitch to lefty Mitchell. Crank to right field. That ball is out of here. Home run number 15 of the season for Blake Mitchell, and it's a one-run ball game. He got all of that one. Without a doubt, that one left the yard. It's Mitchell's second home run in as many games.
It was the first time that Mitchell homered in back-to-back games at Segra Park this season. The Fireflies also witnessed a vintage Felix Aranda start. The righty worked his team-leading sixth quality start of the season Saturday to lead Columbia to a 3-2 win over the Cannonballers. Tuesday, Columbia heads on the road to play against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in their penultimate road trip of the season. From Columbia, I'm John Kosis.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Rain clouds have come and gone here at ABC Supply Stadium after what's going to be about a 30-minute rain delay. Quad Cities and Beloit are set to continue this six-game series. It's game four on a Friday night at ABC Supply Stadium. Welcome back in, everybody. Kyle Kirchvill rejoining you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. First pitch time now scheduled for 7:05 Central, which means it's already time to open up the River Bandits pregame show. If you've been following Quad Cities this week, well, you don't need much of a recap. It's been a lot of good for Kansas City's High A affiliate. The Bandits have won each of their first three games against Beloit, including a 1-0 shutout win on Tuesday and a near-perfect performance from Quad City starter last night, Ethan Bosacker. He was absolutely outstanding, and that may be underselling it. Bosacker went six perfect innings, retiring the first 20 batters he faced. That's actually 6 2/3, but with two outs in the seventh, he would give up a single to Ryan Dignafo, which would end a perfect game and no-hit bid. But still, for Bosacker, he would finish off that inning, seven scoreless frames with a career-high 12 strikeouts. All 12 of those he picked up through the first six innings of the ball game. Just incredible stuff from the former Musketeer. Bosacker has lowered his ERA with Quad Cities down below 1.5. Not so bad through his first six games in the Midwest League. And with that win yesterday, there was some offense. Not a lot, but enough for Quad Cities. It was a 4-1 victory for QC. Spencer Nivens made sure that Ethan Bosacker early worked with the lead. Nivens, as the second hitter of the game, launched a solo homer off the top prospect in the Marlins system, Thomas White. It's Nivens' active team best, 10th of the year, and his 9th in the second half of the season. That would be the only run of the game until the 8th, when Quad Cities further ensured their advantage. Trevor Werner struck for an RBI double. Carson Rockefort followed him with a sac fly, and then Shervin Newton delivered an RBI single to give the Bandits a 4-0 lead. Beloit would avoid being shut out for the second time this week. Colby Shade hit a solo homer off Nathaniel Carbitos in the 9th inning, but it was far too little too late for the Sky Car. So Quad Cities will come into this game 24-21 in the second half. They are now 9-4 in the month of August and have a full 2-game lead over both Cedar Rapids and Peoria for that last available playoff spot in the Midwest League West Division. With first pitch for tonight's game about 7 minutes away, let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineups for game 4 of this set. First, for Beloit, the high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, they are managed by Billy Gardner Jr. and enter the night 49-59 overall, 19-26 in the second half, 8.5 games back of first place Wisconsin. Leading off for the Sky Carp, it is the right fielder Colby Shade. Gage Miller will bat second and play second, and batting third, the left fielder Kemp Alderman. Tony Bullard is the DH. He'll bat fourth. Brock Vredenberg hits fifth and plays first. And batting sixth, the third baseman, Wilfredo Lara, who's back in the lineup. Sam Prater will do the catching for the first time in this series for Beloit. He bats seventh. Jay Bashir's back on the card, batting eighth and playing short. And batting ninth in center field, it is Dalvy Rosario. On the mound for the Sky Carp, it is the 22-year-old lefty from Des Plaines, Illinois, Emmett Olson. He's a guy who started the year as a top 30 prospect in the Marlins system. That is no longer the case. However, he's put together a really solid year. Olson 4-6 with a 4.03 ERA. He's closing in on 75 total innings this year. He owns a 138 whip and a 253 opponent batting average. He's trying to turn things around after losing his third straight start last week against the West Michigan Whitecaps. He went 4 1/3, gave up 8 runs, 6 earned on 6 hits, including a pair of homers, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Despite his struggles last time out, Olson's been terrific against the Bandits this year. In 2 starts against Quad Cities, he has worked a total of 11 2/3 innings and given up just 2 runs with 7 strikeouts. Olson's last appearance against the Bandits on June 12th at Modern Woman Park, he gave up just 2 runs in 6 frames, posting his second quality start of the year, but he wound up taking the loss. Now, the lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They are managed, of course, by Brooks Conrad and are 54-56 overall this year, 24-21 in the second half, and winners of 3 straight ball games. Leading off, it is the shortstop back in the lineup, Dustin Dickerson. Spencer Nivens will bat second and play center field tonight. Jack Caglione bats third, and of course, the Royals' top prospect is over at first base. Batting fourth, it's the third baseman, Trevor Werner. Shervin Newton bats fifth and serves as the DH. Justin Johnson bats sixth and plays second. Sam Coolisingham is back in right field, batting seventh. Omar Hernandez does the catching and hits eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Davis Nadal. Now, speaking of top prospects, on the mound for the Bandits, it's the former 7th overall pick in the 2021 draft, the 21-year-old lefty, Frank Mazzucato. He'll be making his 19th start of the year for Quad Cities, and he has been one of the best arms in the Midwest League, at least in terms of full season action. Mazzucato 5-10 with a 3.56 ERA, 86 innings pitched, 71 strikeouts, a 1.35 whip, and an opponent batting average of just 2.03, which is a top 3 mark in the Midwest League. Just like Emmett Olson, he comes into tonight trying to turn things around after a bumpy outing his last time on the hill. For Mazzucato, it was on August 9th against Wisconsin. He wound up suffering his fourth straight loss, giving up four runs in 2 2/3 innings with just three hits, but a season-high matching five walks to go along with four strikeouts. When Mazzucato's good, he limits the free passes. When he struggles, there are a lot of guys on base. And of course, if you've been following Frank's career, you know that the walks per nine number, a big one. Frank is giving up 5.8 walks per nine innings this year. It's a little bit higher than his time with Columbia last season, but a significant step up in terms of his performance with the Bandits in 2023. Mazzucato will be facing the Beloit Skycarp for the fifth time in his career and for the third time this season. The last time he pitched against Beloit was on June 14th at Modern Woodman Park, and Frank put together one of his best starts of the year. He went six scoreless innings, gave up just three hits and three walks while striking out two. That quality start, the first of two for Mazzucato this season, actually the first of three. He struggled last time out against Wisconsin, as I mentioned, but he started out the month of August with six innings of two-run ball against Peoria. He'll try to put together something like that tonight against the Marlins affiliate, the Beloit Skycarp, in Game 4 of this six-game series. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show. When we come back, we've got the national anthem and first pitch on a Friday night in southern Wisconsin. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Member or veteran to raise the stars and stripes during the national anthem. Today we are pleased to recognize First Lieutenant John Summers. John spent 7 years in the Army deployed to Vietnam as a company commander. Following his deployment to Vietnam, John entered the Army Reserves and served as a company commander. Following his time in the military, John entered the bowling industry, founded and running multiple bowling centers throughout Rockford and Northern Illinois. Thank you, John, for your commitment to country, family, and career. And now we ask that you remove your caps and face the flag as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Performing tonight is Jordan Jenkins.
Get to order!
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Baseball is back on the air. It's a Friday night matchup at ABC Supply Stadium as Quad Cities continues its six-game series against the Beloit Skycarp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Kyle Kircher will welcome you back inside the broadcast booth wherever you're tuned in from tonight. We appreciate you being here as this series and the season for Quad Cities heads towards the finish line, believe it or not. The Bandits, though, playing some terrific baseball right now. They're getting hot at the right time. They have won 9 of their 13 games played in the month of August, including 3 straight to start the week against Beloit. So the Bandits have 3 games left this series to pick up that 10th series win of the season and further solidify their second half playoff spot. Standing in their way tonight, the starter for Beloit, the 22-year-old lefty, Emmett Olson. Olson's put together a good season, as I mentioned, 4-6 with a 4.03 ERA, a 1.38 whip, and a 2.53 opponent batting average. Olson turned 22 years old a couple of months ago. He's a fourth-round pick taken by the Marlins out of the University of Nebraska back in 2023. He did not debut full season-wise until this year when he started with Single-A Jupiter, but he got an early call-up to Beloit. He's been a Skycarp since May 1st. Dustin Dickerson will lead it off for the Bandits tonight. He'll be followed by Spencer Nivens and Jack Caglione. Olson working out of the windup, ready to get us going tonight. First pitch on the way. Dusty takes high for ball one, and 7:10 is the official first pitch time today. A 35-minute delay. 1-0. Swung at and popped in the air towards the first base side. Vredenburg maneuvers towards the sidewall, reaches up and makes the catch behind the dugout. Dickerson's retired for a rather quick out number one. As Spencer Niven steps to the plate, let's set the Skycarp defense for you. From left to right in the outfield grass, it's Alderman, Rosario, and Shade. Beshears is the shortstop. Miller's at second. Lowry at third. Vredenburg at first. Prater behind the plate. First pitch. Nivens takes a slider for a called strike one. Spencer gave the Bandits an early 1-0 lead in the ball game yesterday. A solo shot off White. The pitch. Called strike, high outside corner. For Nivens, his 10th home run of the season, his 9th in the second half. It's been just a terrific stretch for the former Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. The pitch. Olson misses down and outside, and it's 1-2. Nivens on the year, batting an even 200. 10 homers, 34 driven in. Pitch on its way. That is hit well deep towards right field. Shade is back. Nivens may have another one. He does! Home runs and back-to-back nights for Spencer Nivens. One AB, one long ball, and a 1-0 lead for the River Bandits. This guy is some kind of hot in the month of August. He has played a total of 14 games this month. He has 6 home runs. Now to the plate, Jack Caglione. He'll take high and away for ball one. What a tremendous jolt the Bandits have been able to get each of the last couple of nights. An early run on the board before their starter even takes them out. Here's the 1-0 to Caglione. He slices it into left field for a base hit. Past the third baseman, Laura. Back-to-back knocks for Quad Cities. 104 off the bat for Cags. It's his 5th career high A knock. And the Bandits are already filling up the base paths against Emmett Olson. First the homer, now the single, and a man on with one out for the third baseman, Trevor Werner. A left-on-right matchup for Olson as he moves into the stretch for the first time. The pitch, fastball high, it's 1-0. The arsenal for the 22-year-old southpaw, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Fastball is a low 90s pitch. He'll sit 91, 93, occasionally touching as high as 95. 1-0, swing and a miss at the heater, tipped into Prater's glove for strike one. His slider is the breaking ball he's got the most command of, but the curveball probably has the highest ceiling, so to speak, for Olson. He's just working on controlling it. 1-1, swing and a miss, another heater at 92, and it's a 1-ball, 2-strike count on the former Aggie. Werner was 2-for-4 yesterday. A fourth inning single and an RBI double in the eighth to help the Bandits put together a 3-run frame and an eventual 4-0 lead late in the contest. 1-2 pitch, way too high. Prater jumps up from the crouch, makes the catch, and looks back Caglione at first base. A solo shot from Spencer Nivens has given Quad Cities a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Olson about to deliver his 13th pitch of the frame. 2-2. Popped over the first base dugout, foul, and the count holds. This is the 100th game of the season for Trevor Werner. He joins Carson Rockefort as Bandits who have played 100-plus games this year. 2-2. Fastball just off the plate inside. A great take. It is ball three. Derek Pacheco is the home plate umpire. He's got balls and strikes tonight, while Christian Argueza controls the base paths. Caglione gets his lead at first, held by Vredenberg. Full count on Werner. Olson kicks, deals, and Werner chops it foul into the Bandits' dugout. Count holds full. And Trevor, a .280 hitter in the month of August, an OPS at .880 with 3 doubles in 13 games, a triple and 2 homers mixed in there as well. Another 3-2. This is skied up in the infield near the second base bag. Miller's camped underneath it. He'll make a two-handed catch and retire Werner for the second out. Good AB from Trev, but Olson puts him away. And now with a man at first and 2 down, here's the switch hitting bat of Shervin Newton. Shervin was a spot down in the order yesterday for Brooks Conrad. Got the start at short, went 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Today, the designated hitter. First pitch. Big curveball from Olson. Drops in at 76, a called strike one. First time he's broken out that pitch this evening. 19th game for Newton in high A this year. A .232 hitter for the Bandits with 4 homers and 12 driven in. Caglione still at first with 2 outs. The 0-1. Swing and a miss on a changeup, outer half. No balls, 2 strikes. So far in this series, Newton 2-for-7. A walk and a couple of strikeouts for him. 0-2. Slider missed inside. 1-2. Newton's played in 18 games for the Bandits this year. He's recorded at least one hit in each of his last six, batting .318 over that stretch. The pitch. Another slider and another one inside for 2. Emmett Olson already up over the 20-pitch mark here in the top of the first inning. He's given up a run on two hits and still has a man at first. 2-2. Fly ball, right side, slicing towards the seats. Chasing over is Vredenberg, but he watches it land in the picnic area for a souvenir. When the Bandits hit a home run this year, they are 13 games over .500. And with the way QC's pitching staff has worked this week, an early 1-0 deficit cannot be what the Skycarp lineup likes to see. 2-2 again. Soft liner up the middle. Second baseman Miller plays on a hop, throws from behind second, and gets it to Vredenberg in time to end the inning. Once again, though, for the second straight ball game, Spencer Nivens has a solo shot in the top of the first, and he has given Quad Cities an early 1-0 lead.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Now up to 11 on the season and 2 in this series. Spencer Nivens' first inning solo shot has given Quad Cities an early 1-run advantage. Already a lead for the starter, Frank Mazzucato, the 21-year-old lefty from Hartford, Connecticut, all ready for his 19th start of the season. He will get a boatload of right-handed hitters for Beloit today, including three at the top of the card in Colby Shade, Gage Miller, and Kemp Alderman. First pitch from Mazzucato. Missed a bit outside. Heater at 91. 1-0. Shade with a solo shot for the Skycarp's lone run yesterday. 1-0. Swing through a fastball elevated. It's 1-1. He's playing in his 13th game with Beloit, batting .286 with four doubles, the homer, and six driven in. 1-1. In the dirt. 2-1. Mazzucato this year, his second summer in high A, 5-10 with a 3.65, make that a 3.56 ERA. He looks into the catcher for the sign. Now the 2-1. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Great pitch. It's a 2-2 count on Shade. Omar Hernandez is the second half of the battery for the Bandits today. Had himself a night off last night as Kyle Hayes handled the duties behind the dish. 2-2 on the way from Frankie. Swing and a miss. Shade chases in the dirt. Hernandez picks up the loose ball, slings one down to Caglione, and completes the first strikeout for Frank Mazzucato. Well, he's off to a similar start to that of Ethan Bosacker, who struck out 12 in a 7-inning appearance last night. Bandit's starting pitching staff has been phenomenal this week. One out, nobody on for Gage Miller. First pitch. Fastball, called strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Everything got started Tuesday with Ryan Ramsey. He threw six scoreless innings, gave up just two hits, and struck out 8-1. Slow chopper towards the hill. Mazzucato fields to his right, sets his feet, throws to first. Caglione reaches down, picks it out, and completes the 1-3 ground out. Two gone here in the bottom of the first. After Ramsey, Henry Williams gave up just one run in a five-inning start Wednesday, and then Bo Sacker's gem last night. His 18 innings pitched by Bandit starters this week, just one run allowed. Kemp Alderman now the batter. First pitch from Mazzucato is in the dirt for ball one. The rest of the Bandits defense, Nadal in left, Nivens in center, Kolasinghe in right, Carson Rockefort's getting the day off. Middle infield, Dickerson at short, Johnson at second, the 1-0. Alderman takes high and away for ball two. Werner's at his usual third base, Caglione across the way at first. As I mentioned, Omar Hernandez doing the catching for the 55th time this season. 2-0. Another one up, three balls, no strikes. Owen Mazzucato was missing last week against Wisconsin. Oftentimes, it was above the zone. As long as it's out of the zone, I guess it's okay. 3-0. Sent foul over the right side. Alderman with the green light. It's now a 3-1 count on him. Kemp had one of the three Skycarp hits yesterday and one of the two off Ethan Bosacker. He has a single in the seventh. 3-1. Another one scorched towards the right field corner. Kolasinghe races over, but it slices foul out of play. And it's a 3-2 count. 1-0 lead for Quad Cities in the bottom of the first. Frank Mazzucato looking for a 1-2-3 start to his night. New baseball in hand. Payoff pitch. Down and inside with a curveball. And Alderman draws a two-out walk. So Alderman was ahead 3-0, got the green light, swung away, and wound it up in a full count, but he eventually works the free pass and extends the frame for Tony Bullard. Tony is one of six active infielders listed on the Skycarp roster, but he's the DH for Billy Gardner Jr. tonight. Out of the stretch, Mazzucato kicks and fires. Swing and a miss on the fastball, 92 from the lefty. It's strike one. That is right at the top of the range for Mazzucato. He'll sit 88, 91, occasionally, like tonight, 92 with the four-seamer. Oh, one to Bullard. Chopper towards short, two hops into the glove of Dickerson. Underhand flip to Johnson's and plenty of time to end the inning. So Mazzucato works around the two-out walk. We go to the top of the second, and the Bandits have a 1-0 lead.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Dealt with some pregame rain and a subsequent delay. Right now, nothing falling from the skies, but some ominous gray clouds making their way over the third base side of the ballpark. As a result of the moist evening, so to speak, temperatures first pitch-wise down in the low 70s, 73. The official first pitch time tonight, or rather the first pitch temperature. Bandits back to the plate to start the second inning against Emmett Olson. Justin Johnson leads it off, and he'll take a strike at the top of the zone, 0-1. J.J. Colasingham and Omar Hernandez do up against the southpaw, 0-1. That one's too high, 1-1. Johnson keeping up his terrific play in the month of August, a .386 hitter this month, 1-1. Called strike down outside corner, 1-2. He debuted in the leadoff spot last night, went 0-for-4 and was hit by a pitch. His average, though, still the best in all of high A since July 2nd. 1-2. Popped up over the screen, just down in front of me onto the concourse, and the count holds at 1-2. Johnson, through his first 13 games in August, hitting .386 with an even .500 on-base percentage. With Dustin Dickerson getting the night off yesterday, he was a perfect fill-in as he bloops a 1-2 pitch towards shallow left. It drops over Laura for a knock. Johnson will be content at first base with a leadoff single. Bandits have their third hit of the ball game. That was a jam shot. Very much so. 92 miles per hour on the hands. Johnson, though, around it enough to wind up at first base for Sam Colasingham. First pitch. Olson drops a breaking ball on the low outside corner at 76. Sam, a switch hitter, batting right-handed, and again getting the start in right field, where he's played in all of his three games as a Bandit. The pitch. Hit high in the air to right field. This should be playable, though. Ranging over Shade, he'll make the catch, and that's out number one. Sam picked up his first high A RBI back on Wednesday. Picked up a hit last night, 1-for-4 for his first knock as a Bandit. But Olson retires him in his first try tonight and brings up Omar Hernandez. First pitch. Catcher takes in the dirt. Good block on the curveball by Prater. And Johnson stays at first base. Omar Hernandez normally wears number 12, but he's donning 32 this week. 22-year-old catcher from La Habana, Cuba. Now resides in Catalonia, Spain. 1-0 pitch. Line drive left field, slicing away from Alderman. He reaches out, can't make the play, and it skips past him all the way to the fence. Johnson burns around second, stops at third. The throw comes in towards Laura, and up to second base goes Omar Hernandez. It's going to go in the books as a double. Number 7 of the year for QC's catcher, but that's one of those where not reflected by the box score. There's an error on Alderman, who misplayed the hop, trying to cut the ball off before it got to the fence. It hopped off the turf and kind of got up and in on him. He never touched it, but it scooted past him, and now there are two men in scoring position for Davies Nadal. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike one on the changeup at 84. Davies in the ninth spot today for Brooks Conrad, playing in his first game this week since Tuesday. 0-1. Ripped down the right field line, but foul off the extended sidewall. No balls, two strikes. Nadal went 0-for-3 in the series opener. He's a .147 hitter on the season. He's only listed at 5'9", 155, but he's got three home runs this season, including his first of the year, back here at ABC Supply Stadium in June. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated. That's strike three in the second out of the inning. So with two men in scoring position, Olson gets a much-needed out, and now Dustin Dickerson steps to the plate. I mentioned those ominous clouds making their way towards the ballpark. It has once again started to rain. Some folks in the lower seating bowl escaping towards the concourse. First pitch. Dickerson takes a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. From what I understand, this little squall should blow by pretty quickly. Let's hope it doesn't get too intense and we can just keep on rolling. 0-1. called strike, low outside corner. That's a perfectly placed changeup. No balls and two strikes on Dickerson. Dusty with a night off yesterday. Last we saw him was Wednesday. He went 1-for-5 with an RBI single. 0-2 from Olsen. A late swing and a foul over the first base dugout. Dickerson, a 226 hitter this year. Two homers, 29 driven in. He's settled in to the leadoff spot for Brooks Conrad since the Royals traded Jared Dickey a few weeks ago. Dickerson playing in his 15th game as the one-hole hitter. Johnson at third, Hernandez at second. Two outs in the top of the second. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Olsen pumps 93 past the Bandits shortstop, and that'll do it for the top half of the frame. The Bandits get two hits, no runs. They strand two in scoring position, but lead 1-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Another rain cell makes its way through downtown Beloit. The Quad Cities River Bandits with a 1-0 lead open the bottom of the second against the Sky Car. 5, 6, and 7 due up against the lefty Frank Mazzucato, who's doing everything he can to keep the baseball dry. Brock Vredenburg leads it off. It's the only left-on-left matchup tonight. First pitch. Called strike on a slider. Well located at the base of the zone. It's strike one. The Bandits threatened to score for a second straight frame in the last half inning. A couple of base hits put two men in scoring position, but Emmett Olsen worked out of the jam. A one. Another breaking ball. That's low for ball one. Vredenburg, Laura, and Prater do up against Mazzucato. Lefty kicks and fires out of the wind. Slider just outside. It's 2-1. That's a pretty good spot from Frank. But Derek Pacheco's zone a little bit tight tonight. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Vredenburg doesn't connect on a heater, and it's 2-2. Brock hit sixth for the Sky Carp yesterday. Went 0-for-3 in the loss. The pitch. Low and outside. Another slider. 3-2. A left on left. Mazzucato has really leaned on that pitch, which is to be expected. He also throws a fastball, a curveball, and, of course, a changeup. 3-2. In the dirt, ball four. Vredenburg works a walk, and just as Mazzucato delivered that pitch, he went for the side of his pants, trying to dry off his hands. So the Sky Carp have two base runners thus far, both walks. Tying run aboard with nobody out for the third baseman, Wilfredo Laura, who got the day off yesterday. Now left on right, the pitch. There goes Vredenburg. It's high, throw to second, not in time. A good tag from Johnson, and now we're saying he's out. Vredenburg overslid the bag. Johnson kept the glove on him, and that's going to retire a would-be base stealer. Brooks Conrad took two or three hard steps out of the third base dugout to go argue, but Christian Argueza was right there to signal the runner came off. Now the 1-0 pitch to Laura is fouled into the screen for strike one. That's good umpiring right there, and of course a really nice job from Johnson. He's always making heads-up defensive plays. He keeps the glove on Brock, and now Mazzucato turns all of his attention to the plate. 1-1 on the way. Laura rips it towards short. It's under the diving glove of Dickerson and into left field. First base knock of the ball game for Beloit. For Laura, he now has hits in four straight games.
The catcher, number 25, Sam
and for Laura, it's also his third hit of the series. So once again, a man at first, one out. Skycarp catcher Sam Prater stepping to the plate for the first time this week. Left on right, Mazzucato back in the stretch. The pitch way too high. It's ball one. Prater entering today with a three-game hit streak. A 234 hitter in 32 games for the Skycarp this year. Five homers, 21 driven in. The pitch. Runner goes again. Pitch is high. Hernandez's throw to second base. Not in time. And this time, Laura keeps his hand on the bag and successfully nabs his second stolen base as a member of the Carp and his 15th of the season, including his time in High A Brooklyn before he was traded. So a man now at second with one out. The count 2-0 on Prater. Mazzucato delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 88. Two balls, one strike. Prater, 25 years old, a native of Helena, Alabama. Sixth round pick by the Marlins in 2021. A pickoff play at second. Back in standing, Laura, but a closer play than he expected. Johnson jolted over, threw the tag on him, and now those two share a smile at the bag. 2-1. Low and inside. The curveball missed. It's ball three. Franks had some issues locating that pitch early on tonight, and the rain most definitely not helping. It's still coming down pretty steadily, but nothing that's caused a pause in the action, at least yet. Here's the pitch. That's low, ball four. Second walk of the inning for Beloit. Third walk of the game for Mazzucato. And with first base open, that wasn't the worst thing in the world. It puts the double play back in order for the team that leads the league in that category this year. And up to the plate, looking to take advantage from an offensive standpoint, the shortstop, Jay Beshears. Another left-on-right matchup. Mazzucato looks at second base where Laura's at. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. It's no balls, one strike. 11th game of the season with Beloit for Beshears. His 58th in the Midwest League. A one. Bouncer to third. It's knocked down by Warner. He spins, picks it up, throws to second. It is not in time. Prater is safe. And that's going to load the bases for Beloit. Lauer to third, Prater to second, and for Beshears, it's, I would assume, an infield hit. That was hit pretty hard. 103 off the bat. Warner went down to a knee to make the stop. Couldn't totally field it cleanly, although he kept it nearby. Picked it off the dirt, made a spinning throw to second, but not in time. So now the bases are loaded for Dalvy Rosario, and he's going to foul the first pitch in the netting for strike one. It appears it's going on the scoreboard as an error, the 11th of the season for Werner. The pitch. Breaking ball is up. One ball, one strike. Dalvy Rosario, 24 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Saw him for the first time in the series yesterday. 1-1. Chopper foul behind the third base dugout. Rosario 0 for 3 yesterday, batting ninth. He had what looked to be an extra base hit taken away in the final frame by Sam Kulasinghe, who made his second great catch as a River Bandit. He's only played in three games. Bases loaded, one out. 1-2 pitch to Rosario. Swing and a miss. Mazzucato strikes him out with the fastball. Big out number two. That was a challenge me pitch right down the middle. Frank got it to 92, which, as I mentioned, is at the top of his range. And Rosario could not catch up. Bandits clinging to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. Sky Carp now with the bases loaded, and the lineup turned over to Colby Shade. Colby, a home run yesterday, a strikeout in his first at-bat against Mazzucato tonight. The pitch. Low with a curveball, 1-0. Frank's not been able to locate that offering early. He hasn't been able to locate much of all so far. Hernandez is relaying the signs once more. The pitch. Fastball, called strike, outer half. Nice framework from Hernandez, 1-1. Oh, it may have been a touch off the plate, but Hernandez angled the glove well. Frank will ask for a new baseball. The rain has stopped. A very slight breeze blowing towards right center field. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There was the curveball. And Shade now behind, 1-2. He's the sixth hitter of the frame for Beloit. They've had the bases loaded for a second straight batter in this inning. 1-2. Curveball just outside. Maybe a bit high. It's 2. Mazzucato took a skip towards third base. He thought he had the K. Instead, the at-bat lingers on. He tries again. Wave and a miss. Right back to the fastball. And right back to the bench for Colby Shade. Two big strikeouts for Frank Mazzucato. He strands them loaded in the second and keeps the Bandits 1-0 lead intact. Off to the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Tie the game and perhaps take the lead in the last half frame, but Frank Mazzucato strands them loaded. The Bandits keep their 1-0 lead, opening the third. First pitch of the frame goes to Spencer Nivens. It's a called strike one out of the hand of Emmett Olson. Nivens, a solo shot back in the first for the game's lone run thus far. The pitch. Foul tip off the catcher Prater. It's 0-2. Nivens with a solo homer as the second batter in the game yesterday. Nivens with a solo homer as the second batter of the game today. Six home runs in 14 August games is Slugging percentage this month at 635 and going up. Olsen's 0-2. Swing and a miss. A nasty curveball. Third strikeout for Olsen and his third in a row going back to the last inning.
The first baseman, number 28.
So one down in the top of the third. Nivens retired on three pitches. And now the first baseman, Jack Caglione. Left on left. First pitch. Sharp hopper into the diving glove of Vredenburg. He flips to Olsen covering, and it's off the top of his glove. It hits the turf, and Caglione is safe at first base. Well, he ripped a single in the first. I think this one's going to go down as an error on Vredenburg's flip. He made an unbelievable stop, diving to his right, playing a short hop, but his flip to Olsen was too high. Caught the toe of his glove, ricocheted aside, and Kags is going to be safe at first base with what right now they're ruling is a hit. So a 2-for-2 start for the former Gator. Now Trevor Werner at the plate. He takes up and in for ball one. That is Caglione's first hit, or excuse me, his first multi-hit game as a River Bandit. He's had just two at-bats tonight. 1-0. High and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Werner was a pop-up victim back in the first inning. Put together a good full count AB, but Olsen eventually got the best of him. 2-0. Fly ball, straightaway center field. Rosario backpedals a few steps, makes the catch over his left shoulder, and retires Werner for out number two. Good swing from Trevor, 96 off the bat. Olsen got away with one. That was 93 right down the middle. Unfortunately, Trevor hit it right to Colby Shea. Or Dalvy Rosario, I beg your pardon. Shea in right field tonight. So two outs, man at first for Shervin Newton, the switch hitting DH. The pitch. Another fly ball hit towards center field. This one even more so a can of corn. Rosario's there. He makes the grab, and the inning comes to a close. Emmett Olsen's given up at least one hit in every inning he's pitched thus far, but since the Nivens homer, he's posted a couple of zeros on the board, and the Bandits go to the bottom of the third with that 1-0 lead still rocking.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the third at ABC Supply Stadium. Frank Mazzucato back to work. Quad City starter has completed two scoreless innings thus far. He's given up four base runners, including three walks, but three strikeouts have helped him out of a bases-loaded jam and safely through two innings. Gage Miller leads it off. First pitch for the Skycarp shortstop. That's lifted towards right field. Coolisingham's there. He makes the snag, and that's a quick out number one for Mazzucato. But one thing that's been consistent for Beloit's bat in this series, an aggressive approach, regardless of how well they're swinging it on any given day. They've not been afraid to take a hack on the first or second pitch of an AB. And for the most part, that's helped the Bandits staff this week. Here's Kemp Alderman. First pitch. That's a soft floater towards short. It's going to skip past Dickerson into left center field. Again, another early swing for a Skycarp hitter. Alderman drew a block in the first inning. Now he singles in the third. And it brings up Tony Bullard. Bullard to bounce out the short his first time up. Quad Cities could use another one of those ground balls here. Bullard, 24 years old, from Riverside, California. Mazzucato back into the stretch. His first pitch to the right-handed bat is popped up center of the infield. This one now fading over by the first base dugout. Caglione's there. He'll make the catch, and that's the second out. Three pitches, three swings from Skycarp hitters in this inning. Two outs, one single to show for it. Well, Frank had entered the inning at 40 pitches. And if he can get another quick out here, he'll be right back on schedule. He works left on left against Brock Vredenburg, whom he walked back in the second. First pitch. Runner goes. Pitches high. Throw to second base. Not in time. Dickerson's tag does not get Alderman. And he swipes his first bag as a member of the Skycarp. Frank Mazzucato appears to be upset with Derek Pacheco about what, I'm not sure. He's got the baseball back and is now engaged with the rubber. A couple of words being exchanged between the umpire and the third base dugout. Nothing malicious, I think just searching for clarification, but what the subject is, I'm not entirely sure. Tying run at second base for Bloit. Two outs in the bottom of the third. The pitch to Vredenburg. Low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Brock, a former Michigan State Spartan, has played in every game for the Skycarp this week. He is the only left-handed hitter on their roster. 2-0. Rolled over towards second. Johnson plays the high hops, flips over to Caglione, and ends the inning. Nice work from Frank Mazzucato. He works around that one-out single and sends the Bandits back to the dugout for the fourth. 1-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Welcoming you back to a damp evening in downtown Beloit. Quad Cities has a 1-0 lead over the Skycarp on a Spencer Nivens solo shot. Frank Mazzucato's given up two hits and three walks, but has pitched three scoreless innings with the help of three Ks. And it's bats back to work to start the frame against Emmett Olson. 6, 7, and 8 due up against the 22-year-old Southpaw. First man to face him, Justin Johnson. He'll take a curveball low. Johnson, a single back in the second inning. Jammed on an inside fastball, but got aboard. the pitch. That sails way high. It's ball two. Johnson wanted me to give a shout-out to his mom, Kristen, who's celebrating a birthday today. 2-0. Called strike on the high outside corner. It's 2-1. Appreciate you listening, Kristen. Hope it's another terrific trip around the sun. 2-1. Fly ball, shallow right center field. Second baseman Miller goes out, but it'll give way to Shade. Right fielder makes a one-handed catch, and that is out number one. So Olsen, since giving up the Nivens homer, has scattered some hits here and there, but he hasn't walked anybody, and he's been all around the zone. He's now pitched 3 1/3 innings tonight, 48 total tosses. Now Sam Kulasingham, first pitch, called strike one. Sam flew out to right his first time. Switch hitter batting right-handed against Olsen. He's working quickly. The pitch, soft roller towards short. Bashirs charges. It's off his glove. Now he regathers, throws to first, and Kulasingham beats it out. Bashirs couldn't cleanly snag it to his left. Kind of flipped it up to himself. Recovered. But with Kulasingham's speed, there's just no margin for error. And that should be an E6 on Bashirs, but we'll wait for the official ruling. So a one-out base runner for Omar Hernandez, the catcher. First pitch. Line drive foul to the right side. It's strike one. Now they're giving Kulasingham a base hit. So he'll take that. Knocks in back-to-back games for the former Falcon. 0-1. High and outside. 1-1. The Quad Cities already with 6 hits through not even 4 innings of offense. The only run, though, that Nivens' solo shot in the first. 1-1. High and outside. 2-1. We've reached that time of night where you get those dangerous twilight skies, and with the puffy clouds adding to a challenging texture, if you're an outfielder, could be a bit of an adventure on a high fly ball. 2-1. Swing and a miss on an elevated heater, and it's a 2-2 count on Hernandez. Aside from the Nivens homer, the only other extra base hit for Quad Cities was Omar's double in the second, his 7th of the year. Olsen deals. 2-2 is high and away, full count. Former Nebraska Cornhusker, Emmett Olsen, 6'4", 230 pounds, pitching with long black sleeves on what, during the month of August, is most certainly a cooler evening. 3-2 pitch. There goes Kulasingham. And Hernandez skies a fly ball towards the right side. First baseman ranging over, but Freidenberg watches it land in the seats. Omar, a 214 hitter in his first season with Quad Cities. Now 7 doubles, 1 homer, 14 driven in. Spent the first half of the season splitting time with Carter Jensen. Now he's playing in about 3/4 of the games for Quad City since his promotion. 3-2. Fouled back to the screen. Count holds. He's done a good job behind the plate this year, and at times has really strung together some nice stretches at the plate. This month he's hitting .258. He's driven in 5 runs in 9 games. Another payoff. It's skied towards shallow right field. Long run Shade. He's not going to get there. It lands along the first baseline for a hit. Kulasingham up to second without a throw. Now a 2-hit game for the Bandits catcher. And there's one of those little strings I was alluding to. The Bandits haven't been powering the ball around the yard this game, but they've been able to find ways on. Name of the game is Hit It Where They Ain't. Hernandez with his 11th multi-hit contest of the season already secured. Bandits with a 1-0 lead, looking to add on with men at first and second and one out for Davies Nadal. Pitch from Olsen is a called strike, a curveball right down the middle. Olsen has 3 strikeouts today. His first was of Nadal back in the second inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball at 82. It was left down the middle, but Nadal was way out in front, and he falls behind. No balls, 2 strikes. Quad Cities with a run on 7 hits in the game's only error for Beloit. No runs on 2 hits and no errors, despite a couple of controversial rulings. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3 straight sliders. And Nadal didn't know what to do with it. So 4 Ks for Olsen, and I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it. 3 pitches in nearly the exact same spot, but sometimes that just happens. So back to the top of the order for the third time. Shortstop Dustin Dickerson is 0 for 2. The pitch outside for ball 1. Dusty with a pop out in the first, a strikeout in the second. Olsen punched him away to strand 2 men in scoring position. 1-0 coming home. Called strike, low outside corner at 82. That's a well-placed breaking ball, 1-1. Olsen now at 65 pitches through 3 2/3 innings. He delivers again. Dickerson pops it up, first base side. Into foul territory goes Vredenburg up against the dugout. He jumps up and makes the catch right at the wall. Nice snag, Brock Vredenburg. And he completes a P3 against Dustin Dickerson for the second time tonight. Bandits once again with multiple hits, but they've now stranded 6 men on base through 4 frames. Bottom of the 4th next, still 1-0 Quad Cities. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Chance to talk with River Bandits skipper Brooks Conrad the other day. I was asking about Frank Mazzucato. So what do you want to see from Frank on Friday night? He says, I want to see him rebound after a rough outing last week. Went Frank to pitch like he's capable of, and he's done that tonight. He's given up 2 hits and 3 walks, but has 3 scoreless innings. He's helped the Bandits out to a 1-0 lead as we start the bottom of the 4th. Wilfredo Lauer leads off the inning. Mazzucato starts him with a slider, and it's a called strike on the high outside corner. 3 righties in Lauer, Prater, and Bashir's due up. Mazzucato's 0-1. Slow roller to the left side. It's gloved by Mazzucato. He sets his feet, throws to first, and Caglione makes a nice catch with Lauer bearing down on him. That's the first out. And for the second time tonight, Mazzucato fields his position nicely. So again, an aggressive approach from Sky Carp hitters. Lots of early count swings. Up comes the aforementioned Prater, the Sky Carp catcher. First pitch. Taken inside. Fastball at 90. It's 1-0. Next pitch from Mazzucato will be his 50th. 28 have gone for a strike. 1-0. popped up first base side. It's going to get out of play. Strike one. Now, you may be listening in here. It's not a very good strike rate for Frank. And sure, maybe based on league average, it's not. But all season, Mazzucato's been in the kind of 53 to 60% range, which is probably on the lower side of things for the Bandits' rotation. But it's worked for him. 1-1. Hit low with a changeup. Two balls, one strike. His stuff is so good that he's able to fool guys on pitches out of the zone. 2-1. Rocketed left field. Turning his back, Nadal. He's back at the track. He reaches up and makes the catch. That was a terrific swing from Sam Prater, but he got on top of it just a bit too much. That was 107 off the bat. Mazzucato left 90 middle up, and Prater nearly made him pay for it. Instead, two outs, nobody on. Jay Beshears to the plate. First pitch. In the dirt, ball one. So, gives you an idea of just how good Mazzucato's been this year and how good his stuff is. His walk number is certainly not where he'd like them to be. 1-0. Line drive down the left field line, past the diving Warner. It gets past that extended sidewall and all the way towards the left field foul pole. And it's going to be an easy stand-up double for Beshears. Warner gave it all he had over at the hot corner. A quick dive to his right, but Beshears put a nice swing on it. And as a right-handed hitter, that ball had a little top spin and hook to it. There's no way Warner's going to have enough time. So a man at second with two outs for Dalvy Rosario. Bandits with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Into the stretch, Mazzucato deals. Low and inside, ball one. But back to what I was saying about him. Yeah, the walk number's not where Frank wants him, but teams are just not hitting well against him. A 203 opponent batting average. 1-0. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. It's a mark that's top three in the Midwest League, and it's just a few points away from being the best. And Frank's right now in the midst of completing his 90th inning this year. It's a huge sample size. 1-1. Rip towards third again. Off Warner's glove, back into the corner. Beshears will score. Rosario on his way to second. The throw from Nadal will not get him. RBI double, Dalvy Rosario. He ties the game at one. Nearly an identical play at third base. This time Warner got to it, but not all the way. Skips off the end of his glove, and Nadal raced to the sidewall to pick it up. Warner actually slowed it down to help out Davies, but Rosario much too fast. So after Mazzucato looked well on his way to another scoreless frame, back-to-back two-out doubles have knotted us at one. Back to the top of the lineup for Colby Shade with a man at second. Left on right, the southpaw winds the pitch clock down to two and deals. Called strike, curveball at 80. It's 0-1. Well, Shades had no success against Mazzucato this far. Two ABs, two swinging strikeouts. 0-1. Curveball again. It's tapped foul towards the Bandits' dugout. 0-2. That is the first run scored against a River Bandits starter since game Wednesday. Now Mazzucato will step off. Snaps a string of 10 2/3 scoreless innings from the starting staff. It's just the second run the staff's given up all week. Mazzucato resets. 0-2 to Shade. Tapped foul behind home plate. Tried to get him with the changeup, but Colby stays alive. Bloit now with a run on four hits. Two have come in this inning with two outs. Another 0-2. Fly ball, left center field. That's going to hang up in the heavy skies for Spencer Nivens. He makes the catch and ends the inning. Skycarp, though, into the run column. An RBI double from Dalvy Rosario. Natsas at one. To the fifth we go on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Top of the fifth inning at ABC Supply Stadium. The Bandits had a 1-0 lead as early as the second hitter of the game, but in the Skycarp half of the fourth, back-to-back two-out doubles, including an RBI from Dalvy Rosario, have knotted the game at one. Spencer Nivens leads off the top of the fifth against Emmett Olson. Left on left, the first pitch. Soft grounder up the first baseline. It rolls to the right side of the bag, foul for strike one. Nivens with the only run-producing swing for Quad Cities today, but the team already has 7 hits through 4 frames. Olsen's just been able to strand 6 of them. A 1. Another early swing from Nivens. He knocks it foul towards the first base dugout. It's 0-2. Well, Olsen gave up the homer in the first, but then when he faced Nivens in the third, he struck him out on 3 pitches. He's a toss away from doing so again here. 0-2. Fastball high. 1-2. Olsen's now 4-plus innings. 37 pitches. 49 for a strike. 1-2. Curveball down and away. 2-2. He and Mazzucato have been successful in completely different ways. Frank's been kind of dancing around the zone while Olsen's been just filling up the zone. It's led to a lot more hits, but he's been able to work out of any jams. 2-2. Fastball called strike 3, outer half at 92. Perfectly placed for Emmett Olson's 5th K of the ball game. It'll bring up Jack Caglione, who's working on a 2-for-2 start, his first professional multi-hit effort. Both hits for Cags, singles, 1-to-left, 1-to-right. The pitch. Called strike, low inside corner. The first hit in the first, a little more impressive than the second. It was an infield knock. 0-1. Tapper foul behind the plate. No balls, 2 strikes. Caglione is now 6 for his first 31 in high A with a double, a homer, 4 driven in, 5 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Deep breath from Olson, the pitch. Wave and a miss. Filthy breaking ball. Strikeout number 6 for the former Husker. Well, that brings Olson to within 2 of his season high. Struck out 8 against Peoria all the way back in May. And with his efficiency, he may be coming on for another inning if he's able to retire Werner. First pitch. He swings and taps it foul. Just in front of the right-handed batter's box. Trevor's 0 for 2 in the cleanup spot tonight. Popped up in the first, flew out to center in the third inning. He was allowed out, though. He struck it really well. 0-1. Check swing. He went around. Strike two called by plate umpire Derek Pacheco with little hesitation. No balls, two strikes. Olsen a pitch away from punching out the side in order. Not easy to do during your third trip through the lineup. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He did it. Fastball at the top of the zone. Olsen with seven strikeouts in five innings of one-run ball. We're still tied at one. Bottom of the fifth next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Mazzucato going out for a fifth frame of work. He and the River Bandits tied up with the Sky Carp. 1-1. Gage Miller, Kemp Alderman, Tony Bullard, the three men due up in the home half of the fifth. Kyle Kirchwell with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. We appreciate you spending part of your Friday night with us here in southern Wisconsin. Mazzucato thus far, one run allowed on four hits, three walks, and three strikeouts. Gage Miller is 0 for 2. First pitch. Early swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Miller is the number 17 prospect in the Marlins organization per MLB pipeline. Played his college ball at Alabama. 0-1. That's high. One ball, one strike. At least his D1 ball was at Alabama. He also spent 2 years at a junior college, Bishop State in Mobile. 1-1. Fouled straight back. Fastball at 90. One ball, two strikes on Miller. Gage getting his feet wet in high A. One for his first 10 at the plate with two strikeouts. The pitch. Rolled over, foul. It goes over by the first base coach's box, and Mazzucato will do it again. Frank with three strikeouts in four innings thus far. 64 total pitches, 39 for a strike. There is some activity in the Bandits bullpen. 1-2 on the way. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's a swinging strike three. The ball momentarily got away from Hernandez, but Miller was just standing in the batter's box, and Hernandez places the ball next to him for out number one. So fourth strikeout for Mazzucato. And now Kemp Alderman, who's one for one with a walk. First pitch. Way too high. Ball one. Kemp is another top 20 Marlins prospect. He clocks in on MLB Pipeline's list at number 14 in the Marlins system. 1-0. Line drive past Caglione into right field. The base hit. Nice swing from Kemp Alderman. He's off to a 2-for-2 start. Kemp can't into this series hitting below 300, or rather below 200. This guy Karp this year, but he's now got hits in three of his last three at-bats, plus a walk mixed in there. So a man at first for Tony Bullard. Mazzucato back to the stretch. First pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Hernandez. Alderman stays put. Skycarp have tried to run a couple of times tonight. They're 2-for-3 trying to steal bags. Lara stole second in the second. Alderman stole second in the third. Pickoff move. Back with a dive is Kemp. Bandits have been terrific picking off base runners this year, and Mazzucato's been the best. Of the 34 men the Bandits have picked off, Mazzucato has 9 of them. A look to first base once more. Pitch clock down to 3. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. A tardy cut on a fastball. 1-1. 90 miles per hour for Mazzucato. Right down the middle to Tony Bullard, but he was late. 0-for-2 with a ground out and a pop-up tonight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Same pitch, same result. It's 1-2. Mazzucato changing up his delivery times. Perhaps mostly to throw off Kemp Alderman, but might be having an effect on Tony Bullard. Throw over to first again. Back with a dive is Alderman. Well, down in the River Bandits bullpen, I think Shane Panzini is the man getting loose. And should he enter tonight, it would be the first time since he was placed on the injured list all the way back in the first half. 1-2, there goes Alderman. Pitches high, throw to second from Hernandez. The tag, not in time. Alderman swipes second for the second time tonight. 2-2 count at the plate on Bullard. That was a good throw from Hernandez and another nice tag from Johnson, but there goes your inning-ending double play possibility, at least in a conventional sense. Go-ahead run in scoring position for Beloit with one out. 2-2. Ground ball towards third. Backhand stop Warner. A throw from foul territory. One hops to Caglione and is in time for the out. And Alderman had to stay put at second base. Now Warner's had already two skip past him down the left field line. This time, he was positioned as close to the chalk as we've seen him this series. He was playing no doubles defense. Nothing gets by me this time, and his early positioning helps him pick up that out. So Alderman still at second with two outs, and now Brock Vredenburg, the hitter. Here's the pitch. Slider outside for ball one. Quad Cities and Beloit tied at 1 in the bottom of the fifth. Bandits got a homer from Nivens in the first. A Dalvi Rosario double tied the game for Beloit in the fourth. 1-0. Chopper to the right side. Caglione plays two hops. He races to the bag, and he beats Vredenburg no problem to end the inning. Nice work from Frank Mazzucato. He puts together a 5-frame start. It's no guarantee that he won't return for the sixth, but if he's done tonight, a very solid outing. Off to inning number 6. Beloit back to the plate. Quad Cities back to the plate, rather, when we return.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
in search of his sixth quality start of the season. Skycarp hurler Emmett Olson back out for the top of the sixth. Skycarp and Bandits tied up at one. First pitch to Shervin Newton is hammered towards straightaway center field, but again, the heavy sky is going to knock this one down. Rosario makes the catch, and it's one pitch, one out. Well, Olson got off to a bumpy start, and he's faced his fair share of base runners tonight, but he's now retired six in a row, including four strikeouts. He punched out the side in the fifth. Now he gets one out for Justin Johnson. The pitch. Low and inside on the slider. Olson all over the strike zone. 5 1/3 innings pitched, 1 run, 7 strikeouts, 1-0. Curveball drops down the middle for strike one. He's now thrown 79 pitches, 59 have gone for a strike. Johnson 1-for-2 with a single. He fouls the 1-1 into the screen, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. 24-year-old from New Jersey, 10th round pick by the Royals out of Wake Forest last year. He reported to Quad Cities around this time last summer, along with Dustin Dickerson. Draft picks assigned to Quad Cities during the second half of the year. 1-2. Foul ball into the Bandits dugout. Look out over there. Hopefully everybody was paying attention, and it looks like they were. Johnson quickly back into the box with a 1-2 count. Olson ready to oblige. He delivers again. Ground ball sharply hit. The shortstop Bashirs has it. He sets his feet, fires to first, and there's two gone. Olson now with 7 straight set down. And he'll face Sam Kulasingham, who's one of the last couple of Bandits to reach safely against him. Sam 1-for-2, a single back in the fourth. Again, playing right field for Brooks Conrad today. First pitch, switch hitter takes a heater for a called strike one. Looks like Shane Panzini has stopped warming in Quad City's bullpen. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. My guess is because he's probably ready to go should Brooks Conrad need him in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody's throwing in the Skycar bullpen. The pitch. Fastball just outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Skycarp and River Bandits tied up at 1. 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the sixth. The pitch. Again, a fastball just off the plate outside. Kulasingham now in a 3-1 count. Olson has not given up a walk tonight, which has kind of been a rarity for him this year. Takes a deep breath and deals the 3-1. Kulasingham pops it up, first base side. That, however, going to push out of play and work the count full. Olson this year is walking 3.5 batters per 9 innings, which is not a crazy mark, but he had given up 3 walks in each of his last 2 starts before tonight. He's not given up any through almost 6 innings. Kulasingham trying to battle with 2 outs and a full count. Olson slows him down. Pitch clock to 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Olson pumps a fastball by him. 8th strikeout for Olson. That'll match his season high. And he's got that 6th quality start of the season. Bandits bats quieted in the middle third. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Still tied up at 1.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Shane Pansini is going to make his return to the hill tonight. The right-hander will relieve the lefty, Frank Mazzucato, who gave up just one run in a five-frame start. Final line, five innings, one run, five hits, three walks, and four strikeouts, all on 75 pitches. Wilfredo Lauer leads off the bottom of the sixth for Beloit. First pitch from Panzo is down and away for ball one. Great to see Shane back out there. He was activated off the injured list earlier this week. He's making his first appearance since June 9th. 1-0. High and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Lara, one for two with a single. He'll be followed by Sam Prater and Jay Beshears. 2-1 on the way. Fastball fouled into Hernandez's glove. It's 2-1. Panzini this year, 1-2 with a 5.40 ERA. 39 strikeouts and just over 38 innings. The pitch. Slider down and away, two balls. Make that three balls in one strike. He started the year in the Bandits rotation and then in June moved to the bullpen where he started to thrive. Before he got hurt, he pitched 5 2/3 scoreless innings in the month. 3-1 coming in. Lara takes inside for ball four. So the former Mets farmhand will lead off the sixth inning with a walk. And it brings up Sam Prater. Sam has a walk of his own. He drew one against Mazzucato in the second, but Frank got him to fly out in the fourth. Panzini into the stretch as Lauer gets the lead at first, held by Caglione. First pitch. In the dirt, good block from Hernandez. Panzini, just 22 years old, a native of Spring Lake, New Jersey. He was the Royals' fourth-round pick back in 2021 out of Red Bank Catholic High School in his home state. Before he'll throw another pitch to Sam Prater, Bandits catcher Omar Hernandez will meet with Panzini atop the hill. Shane went to the rosin bag and just settling back in. You come back from injury, it's these sorts of appearances that are so tough. You're just trying to get back to game action again. It's not an easy thing to do. And oftentimes, guys will make a rehab appearance in Arizona or somewhere else, some lower level, to try to get back to game action. But Panzo's coming straight off the IL, back to Midwest League play. Pickoff throw to first. Lara's back with a dive. This is Shane's 11th appearance of the season, his 13th as a River Bandit, going back to his high A debut last year. 1-0 to Prater. That's high for ball two. He started last season in Columbia. All 20 of his appearances were starts. Posted a 4.47 ERA before two starts with the Bandits. And he struggled in those couple of outings. 2-0. Inside, maybe up for ball three. Panzini trying to dial in the strike zone. 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the sixth. Beloit with the go-ahead run at first and no one out. Prater can sit dead red something. 3-0. Called strike, inner half. Barely brushed up on the edge. It's 3-1. Fastball for Panzini at 92 miles per hour per the data up here in the booth. Lara, one stolen base attempt with Beloit this year. Gets another lead from first. 3-1. It's left high for ball four. So that'll push Lara to second base. Prater draws a walk for the second time tonight. And it puts two men on for Jay Beshears. Now it's not just Omar Hernandez going to the hill, but the Bandits pitching coach Derek Lewis will start a conversation. So while he does that, let's take a look around the Midwest League scoreboard, where even with our delayed start tonight, nobody else has finished up. The game in Wisconsin and the game in Lake County also impacted by the rain going through the Midwest tonight. They're in the top of the fourth at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. The Timber Rattlers have a 1-0 lead over the Peoria Chiefs, a team that's chasing Quad Cities in the standings. And then in Lake County, it's a 1-0 lead for the Great Lakes Loons. They're in the top of the fifth at Classic Auto Group Park. Shane Panzini ready to face Jade Beshears after walking the first two men he's faced out of the bullpen. Right on right, the pitch. Slider at the knees, a called strike one. They're further along in Lansing, where a barn burner has the Lugnuts on top of West Michigan, 11-8 in the top of the eighth inning. A one. Swing and a miss, another slide piece. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. In Fort Wayne, the Dragons and Tin Caps were scoreless through five, but those teams have combined for 10 runs over the last three innings. 0-2 pitch from Panzini. Chopper towards short. Sprinting over Dickerson. Barehand pickup. Throw to first is not in time. It's going to be an infield single that loads the bases. Well, off the bat, I thought Panzini was going to have a play on it. But with the turf being as bouncy as it is, a ball that was chopped straight into the ground basically went over him. And on the slow roller, Dickerson was coming all the way in from short by the time he had it in his bare hand. Beshears was just about a step away from the bag. So now nobody out. Bases loaded for Dalvi Rosario. First pitch. That's low for ball one. Dalvi has the only RBI swing for Beloit tonight. He struck for the second of back-to-back two-out doubles in the fourth to play Jay Beshears. 1-0. Inside, ball two. Over in Cedar Rapids, the South Bend Cubs scored 13 runs in the first three innings of the game to lead the Colonels 13-2. They're in the top of the sixth now. 2-0. Up and in, Rosario leans out of the way, and it's ball three. Panzini's come out of the Bandits bullpen. He's thrown 16 total pitches, just five for a strike. No place to put Rosario. 3-0. That's low for ball four. It will walk in the go-ahead run. Lowry scores from third. Prater takes his spot. Beshears to second, and Dalvi Rosario safe with his second RBI of the game. And now the Bandits are hurrying the bullpen to action. Now Colby Shade really trying to bust this one open. Skycarp leadoff man is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. First pitch. Fouled straight in back into the netting. 0-1. We'll definitely take a look at the Royals farm system tonight. Several low-scoring ball games there as well. Here's the 0-1. That is crushed towards left field. Nadal is back at the track. He looks up. It is gone into the bullpen. A grand slam for Colby Shade. And busted open he has. Beloit now with a 6-1 lead here in the sixth inning. Just like that, a five-run frame. Panzini just trying to get a strike over, and he eventually did, but it was with a curveball middle in. Shade, who homered last night, stays hot. That's the first grand slam hit against Quad Cities this year. Gage Miller now at the plate. First pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. You feel for Panzini right now, a guy that battled back from injury. Comes in a 1-1 game and just doesn't have it. 0-1. Chopper back up the middle. It's played on a high hop by Johnson from the second base bag. He fires over. Miller's retired for that first out, but not before the Skycarp bring six hitters to the plate and hit a grand slam in the process. So now to Kemp Alderman, left fielder for Beloit's been terrific today. He's two for two with a pair of singles, a pair of stolen bases, and a walk. First pitch. Ground ball towards second again. This is more routine for Johnson. He picks it up, throws to first, and there's out number two. Skycarp staying aggressive, even against Panzini, who's struggled to find the strike zone tonight. 22 pitches, 10 strikes. Now their eighth hitter of the inning, Tony Bullard, steps up. Bullard 0 for 3, pop up and two ground balls hitting cleanup today. First pitch, low for ball one. This was a pitcher's duel, just like the previous three ball games in this series. 1-0. Swing and a miss on the changeup. It's 1-1. Beloit has now more runs in this ball game through six innings than they did in each of the first three games combined. 1-1. Down and outside. Two balls, one strike. In fact, that one swing from Shade matched the total run production for Beloit in a combined game two and three situation. 2-1. Foul tip into the glove of Hernandez. That's strike two. Now the Skycarp with activity in the bullpen. Can't quite make out who it is, but it is a right-hander getting loose. Panzini's 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a curveball. So that's the first strikeout back to action for Shane Panzini. He winds up retiring three straight, but not before the Skycarp load the bases and clear them on a Colby Shade grand slam. We're off to the seventh at ABC Supply Stadium. It's 6-1 Skycarp.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Top of the seventh at ABC Supply Stadium. Quad Cities now trailing 6-1. New pitcher, Xavier Meacham. He faces Omar Hernandez. And Quad Cities catcher fouls off the first offering. Meacham, the right-hander, taking over for Emmett Olson, who put together his sixth quality start of the year for the Skycarp. Gave up one run in six innings, didn't walk anybody, and matched his season high with eight strikeouts. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Both teams now officially to the bullpen. Frank Mazzucato, the starter for Quad Cities, gave up one run himself over five innings. 1-1. That's a high fly ball towards deep left field, but Alderman's going to have real estate. He moves to his left, makes the catch, and that snaps a two-for-two start for Omar Hernandez. Xavier Meacham pitching for the second time this week. We saw him back on Tuesday. Scoreless inning out of the bullpen with help from a strikeout. He has been very, very tough to score runs against this year. In 25 appearances for Beloit, he has a 1.87 ERA. First pitch to Davies Nadal is swung through for strike one. Nadal down on three pitches. A swinging strikeout in the fourth. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of Ks tonight. Meacham wears number 6 for the Sky Carp. Long black hair falling onto the back of his jersey. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. And again, an 0-2 count on Davies. Sky Carp pitching staff has attacked him today. Oh, 2. That's high. 1-2. Sky Carp struck for the 5-run lead in the last half inning. They brought 8 men to the plate against Shane Panzini, loaded the bases with nobody out, and went off from there. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball blown past Nadal. A 3-strikeout night for him, and 2 down in the top of the 7th. Dalvy Rosario drew a bases-loaded walk to put Beloit up 2-1, and then Colby Shade stepped to the plate, 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts tonight, and he launched a grand slam into Quad Cities' bullpen. 2 outs, nobody aboard for Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop. First pitch. Down and outside for ball one. Dickerson is 0-for-3 atop the lineup card. A strikeout and a couple of pop-ups for Double D. 1-0. Called strike, low outside corner. And it's 1-1. Meacham working quickly out of the stretch. He comes home again. That's line foul down the first base side. Meacham, 21 years old from Greenville, North Carolina. 10th round pick by the Marlins last year out of North Carolina A&T State in Greensboro. Played 3 seasons of college ball there. 1-2. Fly ball, right field, fair territory this time. Shade to his left. He's underneath it. He makes the catch and ends the inning. That's a 3-up, 3-down frame for Xavier Meacham. And Beloit holding on to that 6-1 lead. Going to stretch time at ABC Supply Stadium. It's 6-1 Beloit. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Cities went down in order in the top of the 7th inning. Beloit on top of the Bandits 6-1 in game 4 of the 6-game series. The Sky Carp trying to snap a 4-game skid and pick up their first win of the week against their Western Division foes. New pitcher on for Quad Cities, it's Ben Hernandez. First batter he'll face, Brock Vredenburg. And the right-hander deals inside for ball one. Vredenburg, Laura Prater due up. Hernandez comes on after just one inning from Shane Panzini, his former Fireflies teammate. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Final line for Panzini. One inning, five runs allowed on two hits, three walks, and a strikeout. Panzini's first action since June. 2-0. Outside, three balls, no strikes. For Hernandez, this marks his first outing in a week. Last we saw him was the ninth against Wisconsin. 3-0. Freidenberg takes low. It's a four-pitch walk to start the inning. And the Sky Carp already with some traffic on the base paths. Well, Hernandez pitched a season-high 3 1/3 frames for Brooks Conrad on the ninth. Gave up a couple of runs on two hits, a walk, and three strikeouts, but was able to eat up a large chunk of the ball game after Frank Mazzucato failed to go four innings that day. Now Wilfredo Lara, first pitch. Ground ball, foul left side, strike one. Lara's 1-for-2 in the ball game. Single in the second, a walk and a run scored in that five-run Sky Carp sixth. Ben out of the stretch. Now he deals. Fastball up at 89. It's 1-1. This season, Hernandez started the summer in Colombia. Made 15 relief appearances for the Fireflies, pitching to a 3.19 ERA before getting called up to Quad Cities in July. Pickoff move to first. Back with a dive is Freidenberg. With Quad Cities, Ben's ERA is 5.59. Six earned runs allowed in 9 2/3 innings. Teams are hitting 333 against him in his first high A action. 1-1 coming in. That is Sky deep left field again, and Nadal's able to do nothing. That is over the bullpen towards the parking lot, and a two-run homer for Wilfredo Lara. Sky Carp have lifted off in back-to-back innings to take an 8-1 lead. They have scored twice as many runs in the last two innings as they had in their previous two games combined. So Hernandez on the hook for his first home run as a River Bandit. And just his second of the season. Now Sam Prater, the batter, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Tardy caught on a fastball. It's 0-1. Well, Beloit, as a team this year, with 92 homers, including the two launches today. 0-1. Big curveball drops in there for strike two. They've been a little bit better in the slugging categories than Quad Cities this year, but not by a significant amount. The pitch. Line drive back up the middle off Hernandez's glove. Johnson's there to recover, and he throws to first in time for the out. Right place, right time for Justin Johnson. Hernandez did not get a ton of it, but it slowed down the trajectory or the velocity of the ball and semi-altered the trajectory. Johnson able to put it away and bring up Bashirs with one out, nobody on. First pitch coming in. Curveball called strike at 81 miles per hour. Bashirs, 2-for-3 with a double and a single. Also reached via air in the second inning. 0-1. Check swing, curveball down and away, and he clearly went around. It's a swinging strike, too. Hernandez gets him to chase. Ben, the Royals' second-round pick in 2020, drafted from the De La Salle Institute in Chicago. He's a native of the Windy City. 0-2 pitch. High and outside, 1-2. 8-1 lead for Beloit in the bottom of the seventh inning. They've scored all 8 runs unanswered. Quad Cities has not scored since Spencer Nivens homered as the second batter of the ball game. 1-2. Fastball down and away, 2-2. Let's fill you in on the rest of the Royals farm system. One game's gone final. That was the single-A matchup. Fireflies scored their lone run in the first inning and fell to Myrtle Beach 2-1. Columbia is still 9 games over 500 this year. They've put together a very strong season. despite the losing effort tonight. Felix Aranda put together a quality start. Gave up just 2 runs in 6 frames. Didn't get any run support, though. 2-2. Beshears takes high and inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The only run scored by the Fireflies, courtesy of Blake Mitchell. Hit his 17th home run of the year. 3-2. Popped up first base side. Jack Caglione, another talented power hitter, comes into foul territory, makes the catch, and puts away Beshears for the second out. Brings up the 9-hole hitter, Dalvy Rosario. The AA squad, Northwest Arkansas, in another pitcher's duel. They're tied up with Corpus Christi. 1-1 in the top of the ninth at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. First pitch to Rosario. Fastball poked backwards for strike one. Hernandez ramped the heater up to 93 that time. Rosario's driven in 2 of the Sky Carps' 8 runs. Brought in their first with an RBI double in the fourth. Drew a bases-loaded walk in the sixth against Panzini. 1-1. High and inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. And then at the AAA level, it's the furthest thing from a pitcher's duel, at least for one team. 1-1. Check swing. Breaking ball was outside. No, it's a called strike on the outer half. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The Louisville Bats have been held by Storm Chaser pitching. No runs, 1 hit. While the Chasers have scored 10 runs on 12. 1-2 is driven towards straightaway center field. Nivens with a few steps to his left. He'll make the catch and end the inning. The Storm Chasers up 10-0 in the bottom of the eighth over in Papillion. Here in Beloit, Wisconsin, it's the Sky Carp with an 8-1 lead over Quad Cities. We're going to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Ready to start the eighth inning at ABC Supply Stadium. The Beloit Sky Carp and the River Bandits were tied up at 1 after 5 innings, but after 7 unanswered, Beloit leads 8-1. Spencer Nivens set to lead it off against Xavier Meacham. First pitch. Called strike on the low outside corner. Nivens has the only run for Quad Cities today. The second straight night. He launched a go-ahead solo shot in the first inning. 1-1. Called strike, low inside corner, 0-2. Since then, though, Emmett Olson kept him in check. Struck him out in the third, struck him out in the fifth, and now Meacham, who faced the minimum in a perfect seventh, has Nivens in an 0-2 count. The pitch. Ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Multi-knock game for Spencer Nivens. That was not a good two-strike pitch from Meacham. He left 92 down the middle. And with the way Nivens has hit in the second half, that's just not going to get it done. So for Quad Cities, they've got their first base runner since the fourth inning. Emmett Olson and Xavier Meacham had combined to retire 11 straight before that swing, as now Jack Caglione steps in and takes a mighty cut through a first pitch. Fastball came up empty for strike one. The number 18 prospect in baseball, 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and a strikeout. Here comes the pitch. Fastball up, 1-1. Both teams now with 8 hits in the game. Quad Cities, though, hitless with men in scoring position. 0-for-4. 1-1. Low and outside, 2-1. Skycarp, 3-for-10 with men in scoring position. And, of course, they had a grand slam in the seventh. That'll do a lot of heavy lifting for you. Meacham's 2-1 toss coming in. Outside for ball three. A Nivens will run, but not a lot. 4 stolen bases and 7 tries this year. Skycarp up by 7. Vredenberg's not holding him. The pitch. Up and in, ball 4. Kags draws a walk and will reach safely for the third time tonight. So the Bandits with a little something going here in the 8th. 2 men on, no one out. And the right part of the order up to do some damage, including third baseman Trevor Werner. He steps up now, and Xavier Meacham will converse with Sam Prater. Those two trying to get on the same page, as there's now a man at second base, so the sign's likely going to be altered. Well, Quad Cities will play game 5 of this series tomorrow night. Another 6:35 start at ABC Supply Stadium. It'll be Hunter Owen getting the baseball. He'll start against Will Schomburg, who is not pitched against the River Bandits this year. He is a newer face on this Skycarp squad, as is the case for a large chunk of that first base dugout. There's been a ton of turnover in the Marlins system over the last few weeks. Ready to resume action. First pitch to Werner, tapped to the left side. Third baseman Fields throws to first, and Lauer retires Werner. Third on third crime for out number one. Nivens will scamper up to third, Caglione to second. And now with the Bandits down by 7, this is a can't-miss opportunity. And now a couple of umpires wanted to talk. Or no, what was that? Derek Pacheco came out in front of the plate, picked up something off the ground, and handed it to the bat boy, who grabbed it and then looked at his hands like he had just stuck his fingers in a jar of molasses or something. I'm not sure what that was, but it was clearly sticky or slippery or something. So now, Newton's ready. First pitch. Swing and a miss through a fastball. Strike one. 8-1 lead for the Beloit Skycarp. Trevor Werner 0-for-3 tonight. Excuse me. He's 0-for-4. Shervin Newton 0-for-3. Pitch on the way. Low and inside. 1-1. This is the penultimate road trip of the year for Quad Cities. This is game number 111 in 131 games for the Bandits this year. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss through a heater. Fastball at 94, and it's 1-2. Now you may be thinking, aren't there 132 games in this season? That's right, there are, but one of the matchups between Quad Cities and Beloit the last time these teams met got canceled. It's because it was part of these clubs' last meeting in the first half back in June. They started playing the game on a Sunday, got through about 2.5 innings, and then rain shut us down, and the game just didn't count. All the stats washed away, literally and figuratively. 1-2 pitch to Newton. High and outside with a fastball, 2-2. Meacham ramped that one up to 95. Spencer Nivens singled to lead off the inning. He's at third. Caglione at second after a walk. Trevor Werner moved them both up with a ground ball. Newton trying to take advantage. Meacham's 2-2. High and outside again. He's really ramping up the fastball. Again, a 95-mile-per-hour pitch, but he's sacrificing accuracy. And it's now a full count on Newton. Six-game hit streak in a bit of jeopardy tonight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him again on the fastball. He took a little something off that one and located it perfectly on the high outside corner. And it gets past Newton for the out and brings up Justin Johnson. JJ is due for a hit in this spot like this. He's 1-for-3 with a single back in the second. But if you had to pick somebody to come up with two outs and put the ball in play, this is probably your guy right now. First pitch. That's high for ball one. Johnson with 24 RBIs on the season. He's normally been a guy hitting in the bottom third of QC's order, but with his hot play in the second half, he's been hitting 5-6-7. Today batting sixth. 1-0 for Meacham. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 95. It's 1-1. Xavier will not hesitate to pitch there. In fact, more often than not, his fastball location has been up or above the zone. Third pitch to JJ. Fastball high and away. Not sure where it missed, but Johnson clearly understands the zone better than I do. Two balls, one strike. He works ahead. Runners at second and third with two outs in the top of the eighth. Bandits trailing 8-1. Meacham delivers. Up and in on a slider that got away. Now three balls, one strike. On base percentage for Johnson this month, an even 500. He's been able to take his walks as well as rack up the hits. 3-1 pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike two at the base of the zone. And now another full count situation for Xavier Meacham. Now over 30 pitches. He's trying to complete a second straight scoreless frame and hand the Bandits what would be the team's seventh straight zero, having not scored since the first. Johnson back in the box. He rests the bat on his shoulder. Meacham has his side. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball straight away center field. Rosario to his left. He makes the catch and ends the inning. So the Bandits, for the second time tonight, strand two men in scoring position and trail the Skycarb 8-1. Bottom of eight next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Trying to add to an 8-1 lead in their half of the eighth inning. What started out as a pitcher's duel has turned into a blowout after just one frame. Ben Hernandez back to the hill for Quad Cities. He's in the midst of his sixth relief outing of the year for the Bandits. Colby Shade leads off the inning, and he takes ball one. Shade is a big reason why the Skycar lead by so much. It was his grand slam in the sixth inning, which put him up 6-1. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner, 1-1. Colby Shade with his first two home runs as a Skycarp coming in each of the last two nights. He hit 11 during his college days with Oregon. 1-1. Cut on and missed. He chases down and away. One ball, two strikes. Shade hit 5 home runs in 81 games with Jupiter before getting promoted a couple weeks ago. Here's the pitch. Curveball, see you later. That's perfectly nestled on the low inside corner. And Shade's down on strikes for the third time today, despite the grand slam. First punchy for Ben Hernandez. Now he'll take on Gage Miller. He is one of two Skycar batters who has not reached safely tonight. He's 0 for 4. First pitch. Bit low on the breaking ball, 1-0. Gage trying to snap in 0 for 8 stretch. Pitch. Line drive into the leaping glove of Dickerson. What a catch at short. Appropriately, they turned the Van Halen on. That was one of the better catches of the year from a guy who's made several over at shortstop. Gage Miller robbed thanks to the ups of Double D. So two outs, nobody on. Kemp Alderman now stepping in. Maybe that's a little spark that'll help turn the mojo for Quad Cities going into the ninth inning and into game 5 tomorrow. First pitch. Kemp takes low and outside. The ball's off of Hernandez's glove and back to the backstop. Alderman's been good in the 3-hole today. 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. He's also stolen second twice. Drew walk against the starter Frank Mazzucato in the first inning. 1-0. That is crushed, but it's going to go foul over near the right field corner. 1-1. That was 100 miles an hour off the bat. Scorched towards the picnic area. 20 more feet to the left, and Beloit's got its third homer in as many innings. 1-1. Down and away on the curveball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Skycarp have a right-hander up in the bullpen. Xavier Meacham pitched a scoreless 7th and 8th. 2-1. Another shot to the right side. Foul. Late on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Alderman, though, is just crushing these pitches. Fortunately for the Bandits, not in fair territory. Two late swings on a heater. What does Hernandez go to on the 2-2? Here comes the pitch. Called strike 3, low outside corner, and it's a little two-seamer to end the inning. So a couple of strikeouts for Ben Hernandez and a tremendous leaping catch from Dustin Dickerson. That sends us through 8, on to the 9th. Skycarp looking for 3 outs for their first win of the series. They're in front 8-1.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the ninth inning at ABC Supply Stadium. The Skycarp looking for three more outs to pick up their first win of the week. They lead the Bandits 8-1, and it will be Alex Williams' job to put the bow on top. Alex making his 18th appearance of the season for Bloyd. 2-4 with a 4.80 ERA. He'll get the bottom third of the Bandits' order, starting with Sam Coolisingham. First pitch. Switch hitter chops one back up the middle. Williams knocks it down, picks it up with the bare hand, and has plenty of time to flip over to first for the out. That is one way to get you going on the hill. If the adrenaline wasn't pumping yet for Williams, it most certainly is now. That bounced off the turf, but right towards the left side of Williams' head. He swiped at it with the mitt, knocked it down, and recovered cleanly. So quickly, one away, nobody on for Omar Hernandez. Right on right, the first pitch. Tapper foul on the slider. Williams, 24 years old, a native of Hayward, California. Played his college ball at Stanford, and after four seasons in the Pac-12, was an 11th round pick by the Marlins in 2022. The pitch. Popped him up, first base side, in foul ground. Freidenberg ranges over, and in front of the Skycarp dugout, he makes the catch for the second out. Three pitches, two down for Williams. And it's getting aggressive here in the ninth. And for Davies Nadal, he is happy he gets this plate appearance because he's trying to snap in 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. All three Ks swinging for Davies. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Williams started the year as a member of the Skycarp rotation, but he's moved into the bullpen since about July 19th, and he's done really well. He's only given up one earned run in his six relief outings. A one, swing and a miss, quickly nothing in two, and Nadal in danger of putting on the golden sombrero to end the ball game. The righty's ready. 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, Nadal lays off for ball one. Williams, last time out, pitched three innings against West Michigan on the 10th. Earned the win. Went three scoreless, gave up just two base runners. But he's pitching in effectively garbage time in the ninth inning tonight. 1-2 to Nadal. Down and inside on the back foot breaking ball. Count evens at 2-2. Stick around after the game for the River Bandits post-game show. We'll wrap up tonight's action and get you one more look around the Midwest League and the Kansas City Royals farm system. 2-2. Ground ball over to short. Backhand stop by Beshears. He sets his feet, fires the first, and ends the ball game. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Alex Williams and for Beloit, an 8-1 victory over Quad City. The Bandits took a 1-0 lead on the second batter of the game. But after that, Emmett Olson, Xavier Meacham, and Alex Williams keep the Bandits off the board, and the Skycarp strike for that 5-run sixth to help lead the way to their first win of the series. Good news is Bandits have both Saturday and Sunday to try to win this six-game set. We'll tell you what's coming up regarding those games in just a moment. River Bandits post-game show comes up next. The final in Beloit on a Friday night. Skycarp 8, River Bandits 1.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. To welcome you back one more time to ABC Supply Stadium tonight. The River Bandits fall for the first time this week. Beloit with an 8-1 victory to move the series to 3-1. Quad Cities still with a two-game lead and an opportunity to claim the set both tomorrow and, if needed, on Sunday afternoon. Here's the final line score. For the River Bandits, one run, eight hits, one error. They go 0-for-7 with men in scoring position and strand eight on base. For the Skycarp, eight runs on eight hits, no errors. 3-for-10 with men in scoring position. They strand seven. The winning pitcher, Emmett Olson, the southpaw, improves to 5-6 on the year and put together his sixth quality start of the summer, going six frames and allowing just one run on seven hits, with no walks and a season-high matching eight strikeouts. The losing pitcher, Shane Panzini, who returned to action for the first time since June after being activated off the IL. He falls to 1-3, giving up five runs in one inning on two hits, three walks, and one strikeout. Quad City starter Frank Mazzucato maybe didn't have his best stuff in terms of his location tonight, but he was effective, going five innings, giving up just one run on five hits with three walks and four strikeouts. Ben Hernandez gave up two runs in two innings of relief to close out the game for the Bandits pitching staff. As far as the Skycar bullpen went, no saves or holds, but Xavier Meacham with a scoreless seventh and eighth innings, Alex Williams with a 1-2-3 ninth to end the ball game. Final time of said game, 2 hours and 12 minutes with a 35-minute delay, 1,427 through the gates here at ABC Supply Stadium. The highlight of the Bandits night offensively, the second at-bat of the game. And for the second consecutive night, it was Spencer Nivens leaving the yard with a solo shot. He gave the Bandits a 1-0 lead, but unfortunately there was just nothing in the tank after that. Nivens now with 11 home runs on the season. That leads every River Bandit this year, inactive or active. He just passed Carter Jensen, who was also tied with him at 10 home runs. So a special night for Spencer Nivens, another special night in what's just been a terrific second half for him. Nivens now with six home runs in his last 14 ball games. That's six homers in the month of August. He's now hit 10 home runs in the second half of the year. Let's give you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard. Still some action going on. One game much more interesting than the other. The one that's not so interesting over in Cedar Rapids. The South Bend Cubs have a 15-2 lead over the Colonels. They're in the bottom of the ninth at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
One game that's a little more interesting in Lake County between Great Lakes and the Captains. The Loons on top 2-1 in Eastlake. They're in the top of the seventh. Everyone else has called it a night, final or not. Over in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers and Peoria Chiefs got through four innings. Timber Rattlers took a 1-0 lead in the third, but before they could start the fifth, the game was suspended. So the Chiefs and Rattlers will finish up their series, or rather finish up their suspended game tomorrow, and then play the originally scheduled Saturday contest after. The Lansing Lugnuts beat the West Michigan Whitecaps 13-3 at Jackson Field tonight. And in Fort Wayne, the Dayton Dragons stave off a Tin Caps comeback. Dragons win 6-5 at Parkview Field. As far as the Kansas City Royals farm system goes, well, there's still a game going on, but there's currently no action. Looks like Mother Nature getting to our friends in Springdale as well. They are in the top of the ninth, and the Hooks and Naturals are tied at one. So that is an interesting game, most certainly worth tuning into Sean Mernon for. But like I said, they're not playing. The Hooks have runners at first and second with two outs in the top of the ninth inning, but no activity at this time. Games have gone final throughout single and triple A as far as Royals farmhands are concerned. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans got a win over the Fireflies 2-1 tonight. And in Omaha, the Storm Chasers able to complete a big-time shutout win. Just complete domination over Louisville. The Chasers beat the Bats 10-0 at Werner Park, and the Bats recorded just one hit in the ballgame. Coming up tomorrow night, Quad Cities will continue their series against the Sky Carp. It's Game 5. It will be started on the Bandit side of things by Hunter Owen. The lefty is 6-6 with a 4.05 ERA this year. He'll be opposed by Will Schomburg, who makes his first start against the Bandits. The right-hander 1-2 with a 4.13 ERA. A small sample size since joining the Sky Carp roster not all that long ago. 6:35, first pitch. 6:25, the start of your River Bandits pregame show. Hope you tune in for both. The Bandits with another shot to claim their fourth win and subsequently their series victory. That'll do it for the broadcast tonight. My name's Kyle Kercheval. Wherever you tuned in from, as always, thanks so much for doing so. We'll be right back here in Beloit, same time, same place, 6:25 for the start of the pregame show, 6:35 first pitch, and Game 5 of this six-game set. Until then, have a safe and wonderful rest of your Friday night. We'll see you next time. So long, and good night from Southern Wisconsin.